Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this, you know what today is. It's Momentous Monday. And if you're just getting your morning started, we want to remind you that you can connect with Team OPT at our offices. It's located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can go to our website once again, www.onpointcxmas.com. Click the contact form or the contact tab and just leave us a message. Or you can simply reach out and pick up the phone and dial us at 318-445-5658. Well, I tell you what, if you're just getting your morning started, you know already that we had to spring forward. And a lot of people that might be throwing you off this morning, but I don't know about you, it felt really, really good to me to know that we're going to have longer days. You know, it just really feels like spring. Well, of course, it doesn't feel like spring outside if you're just getting started. It's chilly out, so make sure that you're equipped. Make sure that the kids have a jacket on because it was really, really cool this morning. And I guess after all of the rain, you know, the cool front kind of came back through. But, you know, as we sprang forward, it really felt good this morning. It felt good waking up and getting started, knowing that the days were going to be longer. But as always, we remind you that sometimes mornings can be hectic for a lot of people. And for some people, it didn't feel good to spring forward this morning or yesterday morning. It felt like you lost something. But remember, it's all a matter of what you're thinking and what's coming out of your mouth. So, you know what? We had to spring forward. That's over. Now all you got to do is jump in and make sure that you get your Monday morning started with a lot of momentum. Yes, just go ahead and say it. I have got my momentum going. It's going to be a great Monday, and I'm on point. And you know what? Once you start saying those things, you start to believe those things. So, as you're getting ready this morning, we want to remind you that school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock. Remember to slow down. Give yourself enough time to get there safely. We say it every single morning, and this morning is no different. Remember, school kids, school zones, school bus stops. So if you're traveling in this morning, please slow down through those school zones. Make sure you're watching out for kids that are walking, especially since it's dark out. This morning, the sun is probably just peeking out or daylight is just now happening. But if you get started earlier, you really have to be careful because it's dark and kids are standing out, kids are walking. So we want to encourage you to make sure that you're watching out for all that are traveling in the morning. Stay engaged. Make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there safely. Y'all, it's Momentous Monday, and if your morning is just getting underway, it's 7:40. Stay with us. We're going to have an incredible, incredible guest this morning that is really going to work to get your momentum going. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back with more after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Group, Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your momentum going on this momentous Monday, it's 7:45, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish for any and all questions, concerns, needs, insurance, home, auto, life. State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, the number 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Once again, www.hicksonhasit.com. OPTNetwork.com. I don't know about you, but this Monday morning, I feel exceptionally energized. And you know, we try to tell you every single day that you can have what you say, and the power of your words are important and they mean something. No matter how you're feeling this Monday morning, you can make a decision. You can make a decision that you're going to drag in and say, woe is me, it's Monday again. Or you can say, yes, I've got my momentum, it's going to be a great day, and I can have what I say. And you know what? It's a state of mind, and you can make that decision. And we hope that as you're driving in or you're sitting at your office, that you will switch gears and you will start to begin to understand that when you start the beginning of the week off right, then the rest of the week will follow. Well, as I switch gears just a little bit, you know, on last week, Real Women Real Talk, we were talking about Sheryl Sandberg. She is the COO of Facebook, the chief operating officer of Facebook. And she's got a new book out called Lean In. And every show really on the national level is talking about Sheryl Sandberg, and she's wanting to start this global movement. And as we are ushering in March, March is Women's History Month, or we have ushered in March, it's Women's History Month. And so a lot of women are talking about their successes, and then there are a lot of women that are trying to get their successes started. And so this month in particular, we want to focus on those women that are doing incredibly wonderful things, that have taken literally nothing and turned it into something. And some of the things that Sheryl Sandberg says, a lot of people, she's also on the cover of Time magazine this month. If you pick up Time, it's a great article to read. But a lot of people have questioned if she's the person to carry this global message because she is successful. And you know what, as I read the article and as I've read more about it, it's just everywhere. I started thinking, women, that we can't let anybody pit us against each other. And we cannot be angry or stout-hearted because someone has attained a level of success. But what we can do and what we should do is celebrate every woman that is achieving success and that is living her dream. And I tell you, it's more than just lip service. It's got to be a genuine, authentic, real place that we come from, that we begin to celebrate those women that we see that are doing incredibly wonderful things and that are living their dreams and that have put their education, their talent, their God-given gifts, they have put those things to work and they have worked for them. And so this month, what our intention is to showcase women like we always do. We don't need a month. We just love doing it. Showcase women that are doing incredibly wonderful things and that are living their dream. And one of the things that Sheryl Sandberg said that moved me more than anything I think has in a while, you know, we talk about on this show fear a lot. And one of her favorite phrases or statements is, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And as I read what she was saying and read her ideology and her mentality and read a lot of the things that she is talking about, I wondered, for all of us, what would we do if we were not afraid? And it really made me say, And I posed that question to some other sister friends, and it really made them say, I never really thought about what I would do if I were not afraid. And as you're traveling in or you're sitting at your computer, it is a question that you must ponder. What are the things that you would be doing if you were not afraid? And that fear will systematically stop you from stepping into your destiny. It will stop you cold. And you will call it everything but what it is. You'll say, I didn't have enough money. I didn't have enough education. I didn't have enough time. You know, all of these excuses. But really and truly, it's really about fear. And one of the things that Sheryl says is that we are here to support each other and to learn from each other. And I think that that's one of the things that I love about Real Women, Real Talk Friday, because it gives us an opportunity to share our concerns, to share our hopes, to share even some of our fears, and to look at how other people have climbed those hurdles to get to where they're going. And she said that the book is called Lean In, and we're really, really hopeful that we can bring Sheryl Sandberg and her book Lean In to the OPT network, because it's important, especially for us, to encourage our daughters, the young women that are coming behind us, to become more technologically savvy, to become bigger in math and science. But she said that Lean In, which is the title of the book, gave her the opportunity to share her thoughts and some of the lessons that she's learned. And I'm telling you, a lot of times we don't have to create the wheel. The wheel has already been created. All we've got to do is just follow the model. And what we have to do is put our gifts and our talents to work with the model that's already been created. And so when this conversation started, it just really gave me pause. And it made me say, you know what, we have to be deeply indebted to those women that have gone before us and that have opened doors and broken down barriers. And as women, we have a lot of work left to do. We are still not equal to our male counterparts in pay, still 77 cents on a dollar. You know, we still have a lot of work to do. And what we start to do is we start to grow in the conversation. We start to, instead of looking at other women hating on them, hating on their success, we start to embrace their success. We start to mentor each other. We start to speak those good, positive things into each other's lives. And we start to say, okay, how did you do that? Can you show me? And then we start giving and sharing. And I'm going to tell you, giving and sharing is just like the principle of giving and sharing with money. The more you give and share, the more the principle works for you. And the more information that you give to others, God will send that information systematically back to you in a measure that's even larger than what you have given. So I'm telling you, instead of looking at each other saying, you know, why is she the one that's successful? Why is she the one that's the chosen one? No, it is for anyone who will. I am telling you, ladies, once we get this under our belts, we are going to see more business women, more business owners, more multimillionaires. Speaking of multimillionaires, we're going to introduce you to one after we come back that started with literally nothing and turned it into millions. It's a story to get your momentum going on this Momentous Monday. Stay on point, everybody. It's 7:54. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Who wants to be right as rain? It's harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off, we both been making up. I've cried my heart out and now I've had enough.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, McKites. McKites.
There's new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to make it deep and get you
fed. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight to prevent prematurity in babies. Thank you, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network, On Point Talk, smart talk for smart people. Well, this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, also McDonald's of Alexandria. And I told you guys already, I have so much energy on this momentous Monday, and I'll tell you why. You know, we tell you all the time, we have such an incredible team. We have such an incredible team of people that God has blessed us with, and they find the most incredible people. And we want to introduce you to another one of those incredible people this morning. Her name is Michelle Hoskins, and you might remember her from the Oprah Winfrey Show. She was only on Oprah three times. Well, she was a divorced mother of three, and she was struggling, probably more like scruggling, to make ends meet. And she found out that she wanted the American dream, and she was trying to figure out how to do that. And so what she did was she took her grandmother's recipe for syrup, and she turned it into a multi-million dollar idea and business. Yes, Michelle Hoskins is the owner and founder of Michelle Foods Incorporated, a multi-million dollar company that produces honey cream syrup butter pecan syrup, and maple cream syrup, as well as other fine products. She has been in business now for 3 decades, and we welcome her all the way from the Windy City to the OPT Network.
Good morning. How are you?
We are amazing, Michelle. Michelle, I want to just start by saying, you know, your story moved and inspired us beyond words, but we've got to rewind and we've got to talk about how all of this started. Let's start from the point where you make a decision that you're leaving your marriage and you're leaving your profession as a teacher. Let's talk about how that happened.
Well, it happened because I was a teacher and I was married and I had 3 small children and I was on my road to being a housewife and a mom and, you know, that kind of destiny, and I just wasn't happy. And so I decided, well, the first thing I read that the 80s was a decade of the women. And any woman out there have to realize that's when all the CEO and executive companies and the powerhouse started, with mm-hmm. women realizing that we had a place in society and we could really manifest what we wanted to manifest. Mm-hmm. And I had read that and studied that. And so I thought, well, you know, why don't I become part of this movement? And I didn't realize what train to get on. You know, it was a moving mm-hmm. train. I wasn't prepared for it. I wasn't at the station. And so I decided to start my own company. I said, well, I'll just be CEO of my own company. I'll start this myself. And in my family, there was my great-great-great-grandmother, mm-hmm. America Washington, who was a slave in the late 1800s, emancipated around 13, was a cook for a family that she lived with. Mm-hmm. And they didn't like molasses. And she came up with this wonderful recipe. Fast forward, passed down to 3 generations of girls. My mother was the 3rd daughter in the generation. I was the only daughter. It skipped me, and I got it from my daughter. The same time I got the recipe, I was wondering, what could I do? And this, you know, God just dropped it in my spirit. You know, just make some syrup, put it on the market, and become a CEO. And I thought it was that simple.
Wow.
And that's what I did.
Wait a minute, Michelle. God dropped it in your spirit. Just make some syrup and put it on the market. Now, people that are sitting, that are listening, because this story is all-encompassing, and it captivated me when I saw it. Most women are trying to figure out how to do just that. Where does the know-how, the money, all of the resources, where does that come from?
Well, you know, I think God gave me this one particular vision for me to end up where I am because I teach this. And what happened was I was just a naive, young, excited woman, you know, free. Mm-hmm. Just the first time in my life, you know, I had a very controlling mom and dad, and I was just, you know, just do this, do that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was just free. I was going through divorce, and I just looked up, and I started, my wings started. So I was very naive. And so every time someone told me no, I just took it as a yes, and I kept on moving. And so I learned.
Now, how do you do that, Michelle? Because that's very critical. We were talking about this on Real Women Real Talk on Friday. You said something powerful. Every time somebody told you no, you took it as a yes. How did you do that?
Well, you know what I have learned is that you create your own destiny. I tell people when I speak that you wake up in the morning with a fresh sheet. Mm-hmm. The sheet is fresh. It's a brand new sheet, and instead of writing what happened yesterday mm-hmm. or last night or this morning, write what you want to happen. So I just got up and I just believed. I just knew. I saw the images. I saw this particular time in my life 30 years ago, and I knew it was a journey. I knew that I had to knock down trees and I had to, you know, get some bruises along the way. I've gone through some very dramatic health problems. But I believe that God had given me this one particular. Now, you have to realize, I'm talking about 3 ingredients.
3?
Butter. Just 3 ingredients, butter, honey, and cream. That's all. It was 3 ingredients. This wasn't any, you know, this dynamic. This is just a simple recipe made out of 3 ingredients. But it was the recipe. I tell people that the recipe or the product is 1%. 99% is the journey, the understanding of how to get there, the perseverance, the belief, the patience, the passion. All of that is what takes you there. Mm-hmm. And you have to incorporate, you have to bring those things into your life. You have to be passionate. You have to get up every morning saying, you know, this is a brand new day, and I'm getting ready to make something happen.
Yeah.
And whatever it is, if it's a recipe, if it's a service, if it's your dream,
yes.
And one thing that's very important, do not attach monetary gain to your passion or your dream.
I love it.
Do something that you could do if you weren't making a dime, because the happiness in your journey and your dream is what's going to manifest into successful and the money. The money's going to come, but it's not going to come if you regret doing anything.
Oh, Michelle, I'm sitting here.
You have to be happy doing it. You have to get up and say, you know what, regardless if I get paid or not, I am so happy that I'm here making this syrup on this stove, and I'm getting ready to put it in the bottle, and I'm getting ready to put it on the shelf, and I'm getting ready, people going to buy it, and I don't care what people say. People say I'm crazy. I don't care. This is great. This is mine. Guess what I'm doing?
I love it.
And that's how I did that.
I love it. And then so you start making this syrup with just three ingredients, and you leave your job as a teacher. So
I leave everything. I sold everything I owned. Everything that I could touch, I sold and moved back home to mom, because I didn't have any money, and all I had was possessions. And I'm like, you know, I said to myself, this couch I'm sitting on in 10 years, where is it going to be? You know, I won't probably, my butt won't be on it. So I decided to just get rid of everything. I just clean house.
Wow.
And I started fresh, and I started with the syrup, and I would make it in my mom's basement.
So how did you know the syrup was good, Michelle? How did you know that? How did you know like in your knower, you know?
But you know, this is the thing. This is what I tell people. It's so amazing because, like I said, I've taught this for 14 years, and I've taught 100 people this. What's so amazing, Claudette, is that it didn't matter how the syrup tasted. The syrup had to be good. It was good enough for us to love it, and it was. People would come by and would eat it and say, wow, this is great.
Uh-huh.
But what I manifested upon the shelf is not exactly what we had at home, because it was three ingredients. I had to formulate this. I had to make this shelf stable. I had to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the syrup was handed to me as a vehicle to follow my passion, which is to be an entrepreneur, which is to be a CEO of a company,
mm-hmm.
which is to take control of my own destiny, to be successful. The syrup was just 1% of what I wanted out of life, and the syrup just took my hand and said, okay, great, I'm going to lead you with this syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to learn, because people have wonderful recipes. People cook every day, and mm-hmm. I know it's down in Louisiana. They got
mm-hmm.
some. My mother's from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
And the gumbo and all the stuff. People cook every day, and they put that recipe on the mm-hmm. table. Oh, this is so good. You should put it on the market. People mm-hmm. say, oh, great. But they don't pursue that.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's so I pursued that. I pursued this wonderful warm honey cream syrup, and you know, I pursued making it, and the journey was just the amazingness. It was just amazing, because I was naive, and when people told me no, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not going to nobody else's though.
Wow.
You know, and then with the Denny situation, you know,
I want you to save that one before we get to Denny's. I want you to talk about, because you said something so incredibly powerful. I mean, everything you're saying, I feel like we're just all sitting at your feet. And we call today Momentous Monday, and you have added so much momentum. But I want you to talk about, you said there's so many people in Louisiana and really the Gulf South and all mm-hmm. over the world that have incredible recipes, and people say to other people all the time, you should market that. But it takes more than a notion to market your product. And
well,
so people are saying you turn this into a multi-million-dollar company, but how?
Well, you know, how I did it was I started out with the belief that I could make this on the stove and put it in restaurants, put it in a bottle. That's how a lot of people that come to me for my courses believe. But you have to stop, and then that's where it becomes serious. It becomes, okay, if you really want to end up on that retail shelf that you go to, it's a million people
mm-hmm.
go to a retail store a week. It's a $500 billion a day industry.
Wow.
This is the largest industry in the world. People have to eat. Homeless people have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to end up where millions are made every day, you have to become serious. And the first serious thing you take is trying to understand the business. And the business is you have to formulate what you like, what you have. And you think about it, this is how you have to look at it, Carl. This is kind of deep now.
Okay, go ahead.
You have to look at it from the standpoint of, the retail store is made for people to go in and buy ingredients to come home and cook. This is the only way that you can cook that wonderful gumbo
mm-hmm.
or that, you know, jambalaya.
Tea cakes.
Make that ham.
Mm-hmm.
It's there,
mm-hmm.
okay? You have to back out of that to
okay.
where that begins. where does that begin? That begins at a formulated product to formulate what you have, and you learn how to do that. And once that's formulated, then you go into, once that's done, you go into the packaging, and you're going into the costing, you go into the business of being a business in the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I had to learn. And I learned it, you know, with an open heart. I was like, okay, you know, let me figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, and I figured it out. And so once I got that done, then I went, you know, I realized I was a good salesperson. And who's not a good salesperson when you're selling something with your name on it?
That's
when you're selling something that you've developed.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went out to sell and I would say, you know, because I asked everybody in my family, who can I name this after? People are like, don't name nothing after me. So I want my name out there. You know, you're failing and stuff. Because I was crazy. You know, my mother used to tell people, come visit her. You know, don't, you know, Michelle is in the basement making syrup. She divorced her husband, quit a job. She's absolutely crazy. Don't say nothing to her, because, you know, she might go off. And that's how people pursue me. You know, I don't quit a job, divorce her husband, and I'm down in the basement making syrup. I mean,
they thought you were insane, huh? They thought you had literally lost your mind. Hey, Michelle.
Every time I heard them say that, I was like, I cap another bottle. And then what the amazing part is, once I got it formulated, I started packing, I put it on the shelf, and I would go buy it myself.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold that thought, Michelle.
Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here, but we're going to be back with more of Michelle's story. The products can be found in more than 10,000 stores nationwide, and we're going to tell you how right after this. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
started. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center, fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Momentous Monday. And if this story and this guest, Michelle Hoskins, the owner and founder of Michelle Foods, if this doesn't give you momentum to get your day, your week, your month, your year going, I don't know what will. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Michelle Hoskins. Of course, she is the founder and owner of Michelle Foods Incorporated, and she has been in this business for 30 years, but started with literally nothing. And while we were on the break, I asked Michelle, and I want her to share it with all of us. I asked her about her faith and how you just, you know, we all talk about our faith. Now, Michelle, we're in Louisiana. We're in the boot. We're in the epicenter of the Bible Belt, and we know some things about faith, but I ask you, where does the faith and the fortitude come in to keep you standing?
Well, you know, with faith, with people, I think that what I've learned with faith is, and I learned this early on, even before I started Michelle Foods, I was a believer of whatever, you know, that we write our own destiny, that we really are in control. And so God is there. God has given us, you know, all of us, some passion, something that we enjoy doing. And what I think that we look at the fact that, okay, I love doing this, but I'm not getting paid for it, so mm-hmm. I spend more time doing something I'm getting paid for. You put a monetary value, which I say money is just a means of exchange. Money is just paper. So you put a monetary value on things that you don't like instead of putting spiritual value in what you love. And when you put that spiritual value into what you love, the faith kicks in, because then God wakes. He said, okay, you got it. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's work on this. Let me help you. And then the miracles happen. The things happen. Mm-hmm. Things in your life that you feel like if you had to handle them yourself, you would not be able to overcome them. But you can't handle them yourself.
That's right.
You know, you have to give them to God. And once you give that to God and God handles it, the faith starts to build. With me, 30 years ago, being a single mom on welfare with nothing, do you think that, who did this? This is God's company. This is God's energy. This is what God has given me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm his vehicle to let people know that, hey, if you believe in me and have faith in me, this is what can manifest. I tell people, look at the successful people in the world. Everyone that's wealthy, not just rich, but the wealthy people are people that are doing things they enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're singing in the shower whether they're getting paid or not. And that singing in the shower promotes them to sing in front of millions of people because it's something that God has given them. And most people that are wealthy people, and I'm talking about wealthy, which wealth encompasses a lot more than money.
That's
wealth
right.
Wealth is success. Wealth is being able to help people. Wealth is being able to, like you say, water people, being able to give people your story. These stories are developed. You know, God just developed my story for me to help the 100 people that I mentored. He took me this road for me to understand what is formulation, what is procurement, what is the stuff that Afro-Americans have never, ever understood, because we are just consumers in this business and not suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to help 100 people become suppliers because of the knowledge that he let me learn because I believed in him.
And what does that feel like, Michelle, when God gives you the resources because he wants you to be a witness and he can't have you poor to be a witness because then you wouldn't be able to witness? What does it feel like to be able to help 100 people start their dreams?
It feels good, and let me say something about. I don't know. I'm gonna say this to myself because I don't. I think I'm wealthy in family love and in friend love and in knowledge. I don't think the monetary gain has helped me. Of course, you know, have a home and have my children. It has helped me change my life.
Right.
But the what I get up on. And what makes me feel good is when, you know, someone walks into my office and puts, like, you know, a jug of tea on my desk and says, I want to put this on the market. And I look up and this girl's in every store in Chicago. 14 years later, she's in every state. You know, people come to me and I have a girl said, here, I have a cake and that cake is on QVC. Or I have a guy said, here's a salsa. And that salsa, he's the first black man in the military. Because of the knowledge God allowed me to learn, I was able to teach it. And I was just the hard-headed person that, like, okay, you tell me no, I guess I'll knock on someone. You're not going to tell me no. First of all, I didn't take a no. First of all, I did not. When I went in, like I said, when I put that product on the market, on the shelf, I didn't expect anybody to buy it. I bought it myself, and I created this illusion of movement. And once I did that... The illusion of movement. You know, I believed enough in myself to invest everything that I sold, everything that I worked for, and I believed enough in myself to change. I had every Sunday and every Monday and every Tuesday and go in and buy it from little mom-pop stores that I had asked to put on the shelf. And once I got the confidence, once I started getting this, you know, creating this illusion of movement, you know, I mean, actually creating that in the universe, creating the fact that, yeah, it's on the shelf, but guess what? I don't care who bought it. I bought it. I'm buying it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm reselling it. And once I did that and got to that point, I was strong enough to go into the top retail chain here in Chicago. And I walked in there and I told the guy, I said, you know, the girl at the front desk said, personnel's upstairs. I said, I'm not here to get a job. I'm here to sell. And she looked at me, and they had never heard of a black woman walking into a corporate office in Chicago with a product. And not only was it my name on it, the company's name was mine, and I had made it.
Wow.
And they put me, and I've been on that store. I've been in Jews, which is the largest retail chain in Chicago, for 30 years. And then once I got on the shelf, then I went to work. Okay, now let me see. I learned how to do that. Let me learn how to be a salesperson.
But wait, stop. So, Michelle, you go in and you talk to the head person, the buyer at Jewels. And what is that conversation like?
I walked in because through this all, you know, if you know me, through every moment of this journey, I have always been Michelle. I have never tried to be anyone else because that's all I am. That's all I knew. So I was not
yet to love it.
Working for Gerber. I walked in as a black woman and I told the boss, I said, you know what, I'm here. I've been here a couple of hours. I have two doors I have to pick up at 3 o'clock. So if we could just and talk about my product and the fact that I have formulated, it has a UPC cone, it is ready for retail. If you will allow me the opportunity to put it on your shelf in Jewels, then I will make sure that we move it. And he looked at me, and he looked at me, and he was like, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. And when he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take it home, and if my grandson likes it, I'll think about it. He came, called me a couple of days later. He said, I'm going to put it on every shelf in Jewel's store.
Wow.
And I was there. But I believed that I wasn't afraid at that front door. I wasn't afraid. I walked in. I said, you know what? I'm kind of funny. You know, I got a little sense of humor, you know. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to be me. I'm not going to try to be someone. I don't understand new item forms. I said, I don't understand none of this stuff that I have to learn. But if you give me the opportunity to learn it, I will make sure that I understand it and I will make sure I perform for you. And he did it. And then the same thing happened with every store that I have gone in. I have even been invited to some stores. I have not been rejected because I am who I am, and I just believe in myself. I believe that I would be in 10,000. I don't know if it's going to take 30 years, but it took 30 years, but I'm still healthy, I'm still here, and I'm able to. The experience, I could not trade it for anything in the world. I could not trade what I've learned. I could never get out of any textbook.
Wow. And so, Michelle, before we talk about all of the stores and all of the chains, tell me what it was like in probably 1999, I guess, was the first time that you had an encounter with Oprah Winfrey's team. What was that moment like?
Well, you know what I had always said. I believe in putting things out in the universe and expecting them to happen. I just believe that.
I do, too.
So I had saw Oprah had just come to Chicago. And she came in Marshall Fields, and I was a makeup artist part-time in Marshall Fields.
Get out of town.
This is when I was working on a product. I was working on a product across the street at an office, and I was working with Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson fired me as a conflict of interest once he found out I was doing this. But that's a long story. So anyway, she walks in, and I see her, and I told her, you know, I'm going to be on, you know, she was local Chicago. I said, I'm going to be on her show one day. And I've been knowing how huge she was going to be. And so in 1999, I was in my office, and it was April Fool's Day, April 1st, and my daughters always play April Fool's jokes on me. So I'm in the office, and this is before before we really had all these cell phones. I was in the office. My phone rang. They went out to lunch, and I picked the phone. They said, "This is Harpo Studio." And I said, "Yeah, no, not today." And I hung up the phone. I thought they were playing April Fool's jokes. So I hung up the phone. And my daughters walk in, and I said, "Well, how did you all call me and say Harpo Studio?" And you all, she said, "We didn't call you." And I said, "Oh," so I hung up on Oprah.
Oh, my God.
I actually hung up on Oprah. When they called back, they asked me to be on for 1 minute. It was called Millionaire Minute. It was women that had made their first million.
1 minute?
Yeah, we were supposed to only be on there 1 minute. But the thing that was so amazing about this is how God works, is that when she walked into Marsha Fields that day and asked the girls at Conner for a makeup artist, I sent her down to Neiman Marcus to Roosevelt, who became her top makeup artist. So Roosevelt is sitting doing her face, and she's reading my bio, and he said, "You don't know this woman, because if you knew this woman, she'd been there and asked you to be on the show." He said, "No, that's not like her. She wouldn't have done that." So when I was on it, she gave me a little bit more time because of that encounter. And after the show, she said, "I gave you a little bit more time because I don't think you're self-serving."
Wow.
And so the next time I was on her show, the same day I did that show, a woman was getting ready to kill herself in Colorado. And she heard what I said, that you create your own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Wow, you know, let me do what she." So she imitated what I did with a video product for making, teaching children how to play guitars. And her estimated sales that year was $10 million. And so Oprah called me back on. So I did the In the Spirit show with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to thank Oprah for her exposure and to, you know, tell this woman. I felt really blessed that I had helped this woman.
Wow.
And then the third time, it was just, another show, which was the best show because I had distribution at that time. First time, I wasn't nowhere. I had a few stores. I was like, okay, I done blew an opportunity. And I said, "God, you give it to me again." And that made me really understand I need to have distribution.
Wow, powerful. Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to come back with more of Michelle Hoskins' story. She's a multimillionaire. The company is called Hoskins Michelle's Foods. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Yeah, you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining this incredible conversation, we're joined by Michelle Hoskins. She's the owner and founder of Michelle Foods Incorporated. It's a multi-million dollar company that produces honey cream syrup, buttercream syrup, and maple syrup. And so much to say. And Michelle, I just want to thank you in advance for spending way more time with us than we had agreed upon. But I want you to talk about, we were talking about during the break, I said, and you said it's not just women, it's people in general. You have all of this, you're overflowing with information. You have the how-to now. You have the confidence. You have the connections. You have what it takes, and you understand what it takes to be successful. And I said, why is it that it is so hard for some people to give away what they have and so easy for others like yourself? You said, I'm blessed every time I help someone. Not only do I help them, but I take them through the process. Why is it so challenging for us to help each other?
Because we, first of all, I think that we don't believe in ourselves. So we feel like if I help you, then you probably going to make it before I make it, because I don't believe in myself. Mm. So the race means that if I give you any information, you're going to run a little fast to get there before I do it. When you get there, guess what? It won't be anything left for me. But you have to realize it's an abundance. It's so much stuff. It's like, you know, when you start really looking at faith and reading faith-based books and really getting into, because see, my whole foundation is on books that tell me, I don't read anything but how to do it, where's my faith, how to build my faith, how to believe in myself. If you look at, just imagine we're on a beach, and everybody has a grain of sand, and that grain of sand is everything you could ever want in life. Do you think the rest of that sand mean anything to you?
Huh.
that's sand for somebody else to come. It's another grains of sand out there for everybody to have. And that one grain of sand is your dream. So your one grain of sand is what you, or that one seed, let's put it, make it a seed. You on a beach, instead of sand, it's all seeds. And God says, walk out there and get your seed. And you go out and pick your seed up. You cannot carry anybody else's seed. Take your own seed home, water it, and nurture it, because it's enough seed. That seed is everything you want in life. And people think, well, I'm going to go out here and get everybody's seed.
Right.
I'm going to keep you from getting the seed. But guess what? If you keep me from getting the seed, I got to just walk down the beach a little bit, because there's a million seeds out here.
That's right.
So all you're going to do is overburden yourself with all these seeds when only you need is one.
All you need is one.
All you need is one.
And
God gave you that seed. He didn't give you everybody. He didn't give me your seed. He
right.
didn't give me the girl next door seed.
That's right.
He gave me my seed. So what the girl next door want to do, I don't even want her seed, because that's her journey and that's her development, and that's what she has to do.
Absolutely.
So, I get
that. And so, Michelle, how is it that you were able to share so freely?
Well, you know what? Because what I went through, what God had me go through to learn this process, it took me 20 years, mm-hmm. 15 years to even begin to understand it. And I don't want anybody else to take 15 or 20 years to learn this.
Mm.
This is simple. I teach this in one day. What I have learned in 20 to 30 years, I teach in one day, because I understand it, and it's very easy for me to teach it. How I had to learn, it took me months to figure out how to do a new item form, or how to get the courage to understand how mm-hmm. to procure and all that. So once I got the knowledge, I was able to, and God had given me the teaching ability, because I had that when I
right.
learned when I wanted to teach. So it became a situation when I give, I feel good
mm-hmm.
because I know it's enough out there. People have come to me and want to put surf in the market. I don't care, because my surf is my seed.
Mm. That is powerful. That is powerful. Your syrup is your seed. And what we
seed.
All have to grab a hold of is that your seed is your seed. It doesn't matter how many other people are doing the same thing.
It doesn't matter, because God has given each one of us a seed. He didn't give me your seed.
That's right.
He didn't give me Oprah's seed. He
That's
didn't
right.
give me Beyonce's seed.
That's right.
He gave me my seed.
Mm.
And if you want to put the work in it, Oprah puts in, or Beyonce puts
That's
into
right.
something, you might reap that type of benefit. But with me, I just want to put enough work in for what I'm doing, which is a lot of work. But then this is my seed. If people can understand that don't look for someone, don't look outside of your seed. Don't look across the street and look and say, well, if I help her, she's going to beat me.
Right.
Because guess what? Her seed is not your seed. Her flower, mm-hmm. you know, if you got a flower growing in your house and I got one growing in mine, why am I worried about your flower?
Wow.
I got to worry about my flower. I got to worry about nurturing my flower, fertilizing my flower, making sure I cut the leaves back and mm-hmm. I take care of it. If I'm busy worrying about your flower, mine's, guess what? Mine's going to die.
Yours is going to die. That's exactly right. And then so you take all of these faith principles. And what I love most about your story and about your spirit, Michelle, because we have sat here in the studio, and I know that people are listening. We have not just connected with your syrup. We have connected with your spirit and your energy. And we tell people every single day, I try to remind people, you can have what you say. And you said it just started with putting it out there in the universe. And then you went further. It took you 9 years, but you got your first multi-million-dollar contract. Talk about that moment.
Well, you know, it wasn't about the money with Denny's. Denny's, and another thing I tell people when I teach or when I speak is that if you have a dream, you need to research your dream. Research what you're interested in. You know, be
mm-hmm.
someone that understands what you're doing. And so I had gotten the syrup business. Honestly, I sold syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I was the only minority woman selling syrup. I understood that.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that Denny's made pancakes and sold syrup. And then I saw they also were discriminating against people that look like me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, wait a minute now, here, this might be something to this one. Let me
mm-hmm.
figure this one out. So I
wow.
figured it out,
mm-hmm.
and I called Denny's every Monday morning at 10:30 for 2 years.
Wow.
Every Monday morning, wherever I was at 10:30, I stopped and I called Denny's. And I would talk to whoever is the phone. Who is this? This is Michelle Hoskins. I'm President Michelle Foods. I make syrup. I know Denny's makes pancakes. But one thing I do also understand that you all are very discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I think that we need to have a conversation. I think we need to have a conversation about me making syrup for you and you letting people know I'm making syrup for you. So therefore, you can kind of clean up your image. And that's what
wow.
my conversation was. was. And they kept passing and passing. So finally Jim Amerson came in to reconstruct Denny's. It's called the Reconstruction of Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets imagine the CEO getting all this technical information, all the money, all the finances, all the blah, 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 blah. And they said, well, wait a minute. Before we conclude this meeting, there's a woman that calls me every Monday morning at 10:30, and she's kind of annoying. And he said, well, what does she want? Well, she wants to do business with us. And he said, do you realize we're the worst company out here for minorities? I mean, people, mm-hmm. black folks hate
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
This woman could help us. And he brought me in. I got a $3 million contract for 6 years with Denny's as a spokesperson, and I made serve at Denny's for 6 years. And I was their number one. Every event they had, every corporate mm-hmm. party they had, I was a guest at the table if I wanted to come. And I did posters. And only the position I told them that they needed, every time they took a picture of me, I had to have my surf next to it.
Wow.
And that's how then he wrote a book, The Reconstruction Denny's, and I'm in that book.
Wow.
And so I took Denny's from the worst company. And I'm saying all that to say mm-hmm. is that God dropped, I mean, that probably to me, the discrimination, it wasn't about me, but just imagine, they didn't like black folks. Here's this little slave woman four generations back. It's going to make a syrup recipe for her great-great-great-granddaughter. One uh-huh. day, it's going to help you change your situation.
My God.
And I'm going to make money off of it. So that was playing way before I even mm-hmm. manifested. That was, and so we have to realize that our destinies are already planned. We just have to walk into them. We have to understand what door to open and what door. You know, you have to, if the door is hot, don't open it. If the knob is hot, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Go find a warm, comfortable knob and open the door slowly and see what's behind. See if that's what you want behind our door, because we are opening doors every day. But not people are not opening doors. People are just getting up, bumping in the doors and getting mad because they got hit with the door. And who are you behind the door? You know, don't worry about that. Find your own warm, comfortable knob and open the door and hear the nice soothing music and the nice glow and walk into that door. Walk into that future and design that future. Say, okay, here I'm in here. In this warm, warm room, what do I want to put in here? I want to put this kind of business in mm-hmm. here. I want to put this kind of man in. I want to put mm-hmm. this. And be certain and sure that this is what you want. And then develop that. If you run across someone got some rough edges on them, you know how to smooth the edges out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my life is not. My life is. Don't believe it. My life is bumpy, bumpy, bumpy. But guess what? I know how to roll with the punches. I know how to get up. Like this morning, I'm all jogged up. I got my shoes on, my hat on. I'm like, okay, Michelle, you want to put an hour in on the track?
Mm-hmm.
And the phone rings. Oh, wait, I got something else. You know what I'm saying?
So that's us.
I'm doing this. And then God is saying, you know, he gives me alarm. He tells me.
That's
I have
right.
to set alarm clock. I don't have to
wow.
do anything. But get up, and when your producer called, I said, okay, great. God, you know I got to do this. You're going to have me right in the position. And I totally, but I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So what I had to do is still, you know, maybe I wasn't supposed to be there right there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to kind of like, you design that. If people feel like I get up in the morning and my whole life is predicated on the weather,
mm-hmm.
on how much money's in my pocket, on what this girl said to me yesterday and how my man looked at me this mm-hmm. morning and mm-hmm. how I stepped in some boo-boo because my dog... You know, that's not it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not it. It's like you get up in the morning, it's a brand new day, you
are
designing your destiny, and whatever the weather is, you can go out and smile and be happy and you know, smile at people and be mm-hmm. pleasant. Because, you know, I don't care if you don't smile. You don't have to smile back at me, but guess what? I smiled at you.
Wow.
You know,
Michelle, you are a true example of a woman that is living a spirit-led life. And you know what? Our theme song for women like you is... Bravo. We give you a hand and we thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Michelle, I hope you'll come back.
I will. And if you just do one thing, just let people know if they want to know anything about me, they can visit my website.
Absolutely.
Or download my app on the Apple Store, Michelle Foods.
All right. Give your website one time, real quick.
Okay. My website is Michelle. michellefoods.com And then I have an app on the Apple Store, Michelle Foods. Just download it, free install.
Absolutely. We're going to give that website throughout the rest of the show, and we're also going to tell people where they can go out and get your syrup. Michelle, you have blessed us this morning. Thank you so much.
You have blessed me, and thank you so much.
All right, stand by for me 1 second. We're going to take a break, everybody. We're back after this.
Ha ha ha! got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you now. See, it's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big new. See, if love found me, it could surely find you. See, it.
Trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center, fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get yourself.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we're wrapping up an incredibly momentous Monday. I want to give you Michelle's website one more time. Here it is. It's www.michelefoods.com. And I told you guys that this was going to be an incredibly powerful story. And every story speaks life to the next story. And I told her, I said, this conversation was much like sitting at the feet of Dr. Maya Angelou. We just wanted to sit there and we never wanted to move. I mean, I want to thank Michelle again and her family, her team, listening down in Chicago and all of the folks that are listening this morning from her fan base and her crew. We want to thank you guys for facilitating this interview. And I want to just impress upon you on this momentous Monday, what would you do? The question that Sheryl Sandberg asked, and lean in. Sheryl Sandberg, remember, is the COO of Facebook. What would you do if you were not afraid? That is a question that we hope that you will all ponder. And you see, you look at Sheryl Sandberg and you say she's got an Ivy League education and she's got money and she's got this and she's got that. But then you look at Michelle Hoskins, who went from being a teacher to welfare to being a single mother of three, that put some things out in the atmosphere. She put powerful, positive words into the atmosphere. She didn't just think those powerful, positive things. She opened up her mouth, just as God did when he said, let there be. And what she began to understand was, and this was really a lot of the message from yesterday's service, you can never think that it is you. It is a source, it is a power, it is God greater than you that allows these things to happen. And I don't know about you, but when I hear stories like Michelle Hoskins, it speaks to the mere possibility. Anything is possible. And you know what she said during the break? And some way, somehow, we're going to start recording the conversations during the break because they are just as powerful. She said, there's so many people down there in Louisiana with great recipes. She said, you know what I'm thinking? She said, no, you know what I'm seeing for people like us down here in Chicago and on the East Coast and all over the country that really like Southern food? She said, I see a roux, a real roux that's packaged and ready to go. And Michelle is one of those incredible people that doesn't mind sharing the wealth of knowledge. Remember how we say knowledge is only powerful if you use it? Well, you can connect with her on her website. You can go to www.michelefoods.com. This is a woman that was not on Oprah once, not twice, but three times. She's also been on the Provost show, John Provost. She was on there last week. She is making her mark. But she's not trying to suck it all up. She wants to share the wealth of information. She said, you know what? It took me literally three decades to learn all that I've learned. She said, but I can teach this stuff in a day. I can teach you if you're open, if you're willing, if you're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. She said some things that were so incredibly powerful. And I want to end on this note. Your seed is your seed. Don't worry about someone else's seed. Focus on your seed, on your gifts, on your talents, and trust that when you do it with passion and you love what you do, regardless to whether you get paid or not, God will grow that seed. And I'm going to tell you, when you put water on others, God will surely, surely water you. I'm going to tell you, I am so, so moved by this conversation. It was just so much confirmation. And I asked DC when we went to the break, I said, who was this conversation for? We felt in the spirit realm, it wasn't just for us. It was for a lot of people who, if you were not afraid, what would you do? You talk about faith, but will you step